This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, August 9th. God's word for you today is hand in hand. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, and it says, "For we are fellow workmen, joint promoters, laborers together, with and for God. You are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. You are God's building." For growth to happen, there is a God part and a man part. The first of three things we began to look at yesterday is God's part. He invites our part. We respond. For some reading this, God has been inviting you to grow. You have to take the invitation. You have to take the invitation to prayer, to fasting, to purity, to holiness, and to a walk with God. You have to take the invitation to come up for you to grow. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." God has been inviting you. God is calling you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Do you know why? It is because God has already called you, and that is your own response. Secondly, God's part, he teaches. Our part, we learn. John chapter 14 verse 26 says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you." Hebrews chapter 5 verse 11 to 14 says, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." Constant use and constant engagement. As they say, meat and bones require chewing, but milk does not. Have you seen anybody chewing milk? So, our job is to learn, regurgitate, engage, and wrestle with the Word of God. And anyone can put in the effort. Anyone with practice and repetition can learn of God. That is what God is saying. His part is to teach you even as you read this text. Your part is to learn and eat strong meat or bone. Thirdly, God's part. It transforms. Our part. We surrender. After inviting us, we have responded, having taught us and we have learned. After inviting us, we have responded, having taught us and we have learned. He seeks to transform us, and it requires us to surrender. We have to surrender like clay in the hands of the potter. You cannot say to the potter, "What are you doing?" The potter can break down the clay and make it into a new vessel. You have to remain soft, yield, be malleable, adaptable, and go where the potter wants you to go. You have to become whoever and whatever the potter wants you to become. Surrender. Let us pray. Father, I receive your invitation to grow. My heart is open to learn from you. I surrender all to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.